Destiny. This is episode 19, Nothing Like the First Time. So this episode, I'm joined by the Tribe Podcast. Hi, guys.
What's going on?
We have Alex, who you guys know from... Alex, who you guys know from Lotion Lovin', and Kyle, who's new. Kyle.
Yes, I'm Kyle. From Tampa, Florida. Well, not necessarily from Tampa, Florida. From Detroit, part of the Tribe. I'm glad to be here. It's lit.
All right. So, so Kyle, I just met him today, so this is going to be interesting. This episode is all about how we lost our virginity. I think, from what I've heard, Kyle has the craziest story. So
this, what? This I had the craziest one? I don't know. Mine was pretty regular. I think mine was regular. Yours is funny. At least he talks to me. Yours
is funny. I mean...
It's okay. It's okay.
I lost my...
No, wait. Don't talk. Okay. So, as you guys know, on Hoology, we like to start off with our tweet of the week.
Yeah, this Hoology.
Yeah. Yes, this is Hoology.
Hoology.
So this tweet of the week says, "Keep your virginity, his little dick isn't worth it."
Damn.
Jeez. Yeah.
For real.
So I couldn't agree more. I try to preach to girls that I know that are younger, like, it's really not worth it to have sex. Like, they really be selling you a dream on TV. Like, niggas are nothing but a headache.
Bitches ain't nothing but a headache.
Facts. So you should keep your virginity and just beat your meat.
Nah.
Wait, for
what? Who's gonna do that? No.
Oh yeah. So Kyle also doesn't masturbate.
No fat gang.
Anyway, so we're gonna get straight to it. So everybody, what was the age that you lost your virginity at?
Fuck.
18. Honestly. 18? That was my honest one. 18, yeah. I was 18.
Oh man. Maybe 17.
Yeah, it was 17 for you.
17, yeah.
Yeah.
I win 14. All right.
Oh, shit.
That was an R. Kelly shit.
How old was the girl that you lost your virginity to? Or boy?
What?
Whoa. Definitely female.
Yeah, definitely a girl.
She had to be 15.
19. She's a year older.
You like a stallion. No, I'm just kidding. Yeah, I'm not going to tell you guys the age because he will go to jail. So.
But you're legal now. But you're legal now.
He was 24.
No, you already did it. That's disgusting.
Well, that was 10 years. This, it was 10
years. Whoa. Yeah. He was 14 and he was 24?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah, that's quick. That shit's nasty, bro.
Is it? Because I was definitely consenting.
That's nasty as fuck.
I need to see a picture of
him. It is 14. On his end. No,
yeah, it's nasty.
You don't need to see it. Okay, where did you lose your virginity? Like, city, state, and then location?
Brandon Mall in the parking lot in the whip.
Brandon, Florida.
Yeah.
Go.
Tampa, Florida at Mosey, and it was like this storage closet.
Yeah. A storage closet?
On the clock, yep.
Okay, not judging. Mine.
Getting the nut on the clock.
Mine was Davenport. Mine was Davenport, Florida. In my best friend's bedroom, aka the Boom Boom Room. We had a lot of sex in her bedroom. Oh, everybody did. Everybody had sex in her room.
She a good friend, because I can do that.
She's we got a, we did a lot. We had a
on
great
her bed?
Nah, couldn't be me.
Yeah. I'm dead. Okay, so let's start with our virginity stories. You want to go first, Alex?
Oh, yeah. Okay. So it was pretty much just my best friend at the time. She a bitch now, though. But, nah, I probably know. I don't know how she's doing anyway. I don't give a fuck. But, shoot. I was just, we started linking back up again. And then we were just talking about sex. I was like, shit, I still got a V card. She's like, oh, word, I don't. And I was like, okay, cool. So I was like, honestly, I just like, if I lose to anybody, might as well be my best friend. So I was like, so you trying to fuck? And at first she was like, nah, the first time. But then we started hanging out. And then it just kind of just popped off. And it just happened. I didn't have no strap. I didn't have nothing. I just went in that shit.
Your first time you didn't wear a condom?
No, I went that shit raw.
Oh, yeah.
That shit was...
What'd it feel like
to you? That shit felt like a hot pocket. That shit felt nice. Yeah. That shit was warm and nice and wet as hell.
And you did it in a car?
Yeah, in the back seat.
Damn.
Toyota Camry.
It was your car?
It's my dad's car.
Oh, wow.
And sorry, then, Dad. Yeah. Sorry, Dad. He ain't never gonna hear this, though.
You told all your friends afterwards?
I told him and my cousin. Mm-hmm.
Did you guys talk, you and her, anymore after that?
Like, months later? Nah. Not really. We did, like, probably two or three more times. And then some shit just, like, went off and we stopped talking.
Dang. This was, like, in the summer? Like, during school? Sorry.
We both had already graduated, so it was, like, December, honestly.
And you said she was 19.
Yeah, she's older than me.
Dang. Why? That's crazy. Why wasn't she in college or something?
Shit, I don't know her priorities.
Okay. All right, Kyle, your turn.
It's actually this guy's fault.
It's my fault.
It's his fault that you lost your virginity.
Yeah, because he would, when you told me, like, just describing it, I'm like, fuck. Because I will always get, like, hit and whatnot. And, like, you were just describing it. I'm like, damn, bro, I need to give me some. So, I used to be a counselor at Mosey. And, shit, the girl was a hoe. And, she was super.
We don't condone that word on Hoology, but go on.
Oh, really? You don't use hoe? You don't use hoe?
What is a hoe?
Define it.
What is a hoe?
A hoe, like, shit. I mean, you just trying to fuck.
Okay, do niggas not try to fuck? Do you not try to just fuck sometimes?
I mean,
see? You see? How many girls have you had sex with? You just told me that you were going to lie about the number because you don't even know. So that makes you a hoe as well.
No, he didn't say that. I said that.
He said that too.
Oh, he said it too.
I don't even know what I said.
Oh, shit.
See? You see?
Wait a minute. But
there's no such thing as a hoe. It's just a derogative term.
But it's classified. No. You have a good girl.
It's a derogative term to put a woman down. That's it. When men can do the same thing and they're not called a hoe.
I call myself like,
y'all dap each other up for fucking a girl. We fuck a nigga and, oh, she's a hoe.
Yeah, she a hoe.
Wow. Thank you. That's hoology. That is hoology.
No, but you got steps. You got a hoe, and then they transform into a thought.
Yo.
Are there men thoughts? Yes or no?
Yeah.
Yeah. But
yeah, I'm a hoe.
We know you're okay. Well, let's talk about you. Why does she have to be a hoe? Because she likes her body? Because she likes sex?
Because you're a female. She's a female.
Whoa, that's sexist as fuck.
No, that's... It's not.
I'm over here.
No, okay.
So because she's a female, she's a hoe. No. But what do you call a nigga that fucks, that does identical to what a female does? What do you call him?
He's just a nigga. He's just a nigga, man. Nah, but she, what would you like? She was easy? I mean.
If she's easy, then she's easy. But don't, like, downplay her and call her a hoe because she's doing something that maybe you wish you were doing.
So what's a hoe to you?
There is no such thing as a hoe. There's no such thing as a hoe. It's just sex. It's a natural, like, primitive thing. Like, if we didn't have sex, you wouldn't be here, right?
Okay, let me ask you a question. I was going through love, so...
Were you dropped off on the steps? No, let me ask you a question.
Okay, so let's say you have a good girl that has standards, has this, that, and the third... And then you have a girl that just don't give a fuck.
Why does it matter to you? How does that affect
it does, because like...
Does it affect your paycheck?
No.
Okay, then it shouldn't matter.
If I want a girlfriend, I want a hoe.
But you'll fuck her.
I'll fuck you, but I'm not gonna marry you.
So what does that make you? If you won't wife her, but you will fuck her, what does that make you?
Shit, I'm a nigga. No, but see, that's the thing. I don't want a hoe, though. That's what I'm saying.
We talk about cousins.
Anybody can get a hoe. These girls is for everybody.
Are these niggas not?
What? Yeah, I can't tell. I mean, you know, I ain't, but... Shit.
Thank you.
I'm still trying to understand. So, you don't... So
there is no such thing as a hoe. Every single time I've asked a guy, a male, even women that call other women hoes, it's like, are you jealous? Like, what is it? Because there is nothing definitive about the word hoe. Like, it's just a derogative term. Like, you're using it in a derogative sense. It's not like... the word bitch, where I say to my girls and I'm like, that's my bitch, or you be like, man, she a bitch. Like, that's different because it's like you can easily manipulate the word. But the word hoe, as you just said, is pointed out to use against women who are open with their sexuality and open with what they want sexually. If I want to just fuck you, maybe it's you're upset and call me a hoe because it makes you feel like a little bitch, or it makes you feel like a hoe because I'm using you just for dick. But it's what it is. Like, it's factual. Like,
I think society took the name hoe and made it into something that it is.
But are you not further playing into that by just...
No, but it's true. I mean, because if you're a hoe, you're a hoe.
It's not.
I feel like this. I mean, I feel like, okay, a man and a woman is supposed to be the equal part to a man, right?
Is she?
That we're equal, right?
So then men can be hoes equal, too?
Right? So...
We're not. Let's check the pay scale.
But okay. Come on. Oh, wow. But think about it like this. Okay, let's say... Take myself out of position, right? Let's say I'm a single man. I'm a good guy. I want a good girl. You know what I mean? You want a good girl with standards. You know what I'm saying?
You don't want a girl that's been easy. How do you know, though? But how do you know that she hasn't been easy for some other nigga? You have no...
Talking, being real. Vibing.
Oh, my God. We lie about coming to you, nigga, so we don't hurt your feelings. Like, men are fragile.
Hurt my feelings.
You ain't got to...
No. Men are fragile. Like, y'all... Okay, so let's take your logic then. If I want a guy who is okay with me talking about this, who's okay with me being open about my sexuality, then I should go for that, right? Uh-huh. But just because I'm open about it doesn't mean that I don't have morals and standards. You assume that because of what you've experienced in the past, but that doesn't make it true for each person.
Think about it like this.
That's true.
If you tell me, if we talking and you tell me that you was with this, that, and a dude, this, that, and a third... That's straight. I don't give a fuck because you're with me now. As long as you understand.
Oh my God, you're contradicting yourself.
No. What I'm saying is, if we talking and you out here doing this, that, and the third, then you a hoe because you just don't give a fuck.
So, without a ring on my finger, I'm supposed to be 100% loyal to you for what?
Yeah.
For what? For the chance?
So we can get married.
For the chance at marriage.
Yeah, because that's why we talking. It's to get married. And if you can't prove to me you 100, then you don't deserve that ring.
Do you keep that same energy?
Hell yeah.
Can men be hoes too then? By your definition.
Men can be hoes. A nigga is a hoe.
So then why did you say a hoe is a woman who is...
A hoe can be anybody. Okay, if I said that on the podcast, a hoe is just a woman, I did not mean that. A hoe can be a dude or a female, but I meant this girl I lost my virginity to was a hoe because she fucked me. She fucked like almost 12 dudes in a week.
So is she supposed to only be loyal to your dick? How do you progress in life? How do you get better at sex?
She was just easy.
Oh my God.
Hey, but then again, I'll date a stripper. So
but see, here's the thing. But if you want to get technical, I mean, growing up in Detroit, Michigan, I mean, shit, it's titles. You get titles. If you do this in the third, you that. If you do this in the third, you number C. So, I mean, if you do this in the third, you a hoe. So that's just my opinion.
It is, yeah, it's true.
It's just my opinion.
It's not true because literally, like,
there I feel you're coming from, like, with the word nigga. It's a derogatory term, but to somebody else, like to you, you may not use that term because you feel it's that way. I totally understand. But to you, he my nigga because he down the ride from me.
Oh, yeah. It's my bro. Different. You know what I'm saying? No, ho has never been a word that can be easily, like, switch to like a positive side. There is none.
There is no positive side, right?
But that's what I'm saying is, it should never affect how you feel about a person based on whatever sexual history or sexual past. Like, we will lie. Girls lie, niggas lie, whatever. But it's like, there is no definitive way to define what a hoe is. You just use it because manipulate.
Okay.
So how many bodies is too many bodies for you?
See, that does.
If y'all would just be open about that, like with each other, how many bodies?
But see that? What you?
How many bodies? What you doing in the past? There is no number. I will never know the truth. That's what I'm saying. Like, you may think, you may find the girl who fucking was raised in a church and she just lost her virginity to you, like blah blah blah. And she's like, I'm a virgin. The whole time she's been sucking dick. I had a roommate who used to. That was her thing to preach she was a fucking virgin. Whole time sucking dick like crazy and would do this thing called just the tip where she would make a nigga rub his dick up and down her clit. And I'm like, if that's not a virgin, I don't know what the fuck is. But you want to preach it to look holier than thou, and that's fine. But you're no better than the girl that's out there sucking dick so her kids can fucking eat their Cheerios in the morning. Like,
look, I was raised around women, and I know how girls... I know a good female standards, just standards. Oh
my God. But you don't know, like, how do you know that a stripper doesn't have higher standards and she's not paying her way through law school? How do you know
that's
that?
That's just life.
How do you know
black.
That?
We're black.
What does that somebody have to do? Race look, has somebody can to do
look
with
at
it.
Us. No, no, that's but it's perception. Somebody can look at me and you and just think because I had this wake up on, they can think I'm a thug, not knowing I sell car insurance, not knowing I got this, that, and the third.
So are you not doing the same thing that they're doing to us?
But I mean, if I know you do that, then that's
but,
what it is.
But you don't know. That's my thing. Is you're
assuming. Well, okay, okay, but okay.
That's again your perception.
Okay, all right. So we're talking about hoe in general. I'm just talking about the girl. I'm talking about the
okay,
girl.
But she's a hoe. We're talking about her. We're talking about if you use it with her, then you'll use it freely with anybody else. And the point is, we need to correct it at the source.
But not everybody's a hoe though. Because there's no. Because some people are like, look, I just want to fuck. You just being real. You're not a hoe.
What?
So, but literally, that contradicts what you said earlier. Like, about okay, okay. You said if a girl will be like, I want to fuck or whatever, then that makes her a hoe. And I rebutted that and said, how come when I say I just want dick and I don't want a relationship because that's where
you
I
got a hoe then.
But listen, we are in the exact same spots in life right now. You don't want a relationship. Oh, yeah. I don't want a relationship. I just want sex. And maybe if we can talk, cool. But like, I don't need you to be my boyfriend. Right, like, to some niggas, that makes me a hoe because, damn, you out here fucking niggas. He doing the same thing. Yeah. And you up, you dabbed him up. Damn, you hit that shit. That's what's up. Me, I can't believe you out here fucking all these niggas. Like, how is that okay? It's not.
It's standards.
It's a double standard.
It's not.
It's a double standard.
Females are looked at a different way.
It's not when you can literally populate over 100 children in a year and I can only have one for a 12-month period. But so how is that? So that's what I'm saying. It's not okay. There's not supposed to be anything. Like, you need to let go of those stereotypes and those... Because by that method, I should be wearing a dress down to my ankles. Yeah. I should only be sitting in... I shouldn't even work. My nigga should be paying 100% of the bills. I should just be at home cooking and taking care of kids.
But
don't do that either.
But see,
so you want to manipulate it into something that only works for you, and that's not okay.
But it's still a perception thing.
Okay, because but I totally if you're... But you're furthering... Saying. You're furthering continue the... incorrect perception that other people put onto you or have taught you, and it's incorrect. Like, instead of fixing it, you just want to like continue to like make excuses for it. So if me
so
coming
you're saying,
in
okay so you're saying if there's a girl who is just fucking all these people, she's not a hoe.
I'm saying it shouldn't matter to you what she is. Like, you shouldn't have to figure out a quick way to like label her. You should just know.
It don't matter. If I ain't trying to man you, it don't matter.
But I'm saying it does. It shouldn't regardless. Like, you should know her.
Yeah, don't put a label on her.
Though. I should not know her.
You should know just her.
Look.
You should call her a hoe, pretty much.
Look.
If you just don't call her a hoe.
It's not about calling her that. It's about removing that, like, instinct.
You can still think it if you want. I don't say you should call her a hoe or just, like,
I just think you should remove the instinct to automatically, like, write someone off because... they're open about sex, or because they like sex, or because they're you. I bet you'll be like, I want a freaky girl. I want this and this, but then you're never gonna question where she learned it from, because you don't want to know that, right?
See, okay. So now we're categorizing two different aspects of people. We got people that know what they want. They're just doing that, and then you got people that just don't love themselves.
Whoa!
Literally, like, I don't think that you have like a solid like. Yeah. I think that you. Would rather just be right than to listen, like, and
no,
hear me
I'm
out.
Totally
like,
I'm totally understanding.
How do you know that? How do you know somebody doesn't love themselves? Like,
this
according
is not
to
Alex,
who?
By the way, this is not me. This is not me.
According to who?
Girl, okay. So, okay, think about it like this. All right, so let's say a female has grown up without a man, right? A father figure in her life.
I'm glad you brought this
and
up.
And they're just
I'm gonna let
here,
you finish it. I'm so glad you brought this
up. They're just out here wilding out. No, but I mean, think about it. I mean, you know how many females I know grew up for the father, and I'm not saying everybody does that,
mm-hmm.
but I mean, it's just the attention from a dude. And they may not be fucking, but they might be doing, giving out. It's
a lot, you saying.
It's a lot. It's some deep shit, but I mean...
But I don't think
so
that,
two
that's
things.
For every girl, though.
It's would, not. Would you say that the same affects a father? Because I know plenty of black men that grew up without a father that fuck a lot of girls just because and refuse to commit. So would you say that
it's
that
the same thing.
Effect?
Same thing.
Okay,
you learn from what you don't have.
But then also, how would you know to not know or to need that absence if you've never had it?
That's true too.
Just like I don't crave cigarettes because I've never had them. I don't miss them. I don't miss cigarettes in the morning. I've never had them to know what it feels like.
It's in your environment.
That's not true. If it was never put there, how do you know to miss
it? But if you see it, you will start to feel like you.
So does that mean I need a second mother because I see lesbians a lot in Tampa?
No, okay,
that's true. There's a lot of gay people.
No, bringing gays, that's a whole different.
It's not. It's that's you're talking about an environmental peace, right? That's out of the picture.
That's out of the picture.
But if you've never had that peace, how would you know? If I grew up in a, which I had two dads in my mom, I had my stepdad and my real dad, but I've had friends that grew up with either just a dad or just a mom, and they're literally none of them are anywhere near what, by your definition, is a girl who needs that male attention. It doesn't exist. It's there because we would like to see that. We would like to see a girl who's okay with her sexuality, who's okay with being expressive or whatever, as, damn, she has daddy issues. When in reality, you have issues with seeing a woman okay with herself. So you call it that she doesn't have self-love. So you say she needs daddy attention, but in reality, it's you who has an issue with, because you haven't seen that yourself. Do you get what I'm saying? You've seen women in your life who maybe they have a husband, they have a successful family picture, so you don't know what it looks like when you don't have those things, but you still make it and you're okay with it and you're accepting of yourself.
Ooh, this is a great debate. Ooh,
it's not a debate. I'm trying to educate you, because it's like, I don't need, even growing up with a mom, a dad, and my stepdad, even when my mom and dad weren't together and I didn't have a stepdad for like a short period of time, it was like, I'm still okay. I still don't need acceptance from a man. I don't need acceptance from a woman. I don't need acceptance from anybody, because I learned self-love at a very young age, right, by myself.
Right.
So there are girls that can go out who don't have a father, but you've never known what it was like to have a father. Maybe you had the strongest support system, your mother, your aunt, your uncles. You had that around you, so you never even knew what it was like to miss a father. Fuck father-daughter dances and all that shit they play in movies. That doesn't exist. Like,
it's not really real.
Just like people assume, like, prostitutes, like, don't love themselves. Like, how are y'all there selling pussy on the corner, da da da. And it's like,
but nigga, you buying it.
So, exactly, because there are niggas that are buying it.
Okay, so if you don't want to use the word hoe, then what would you...
Just a female.
Why
a girl,
do you have
just
to label it? Like, I'm saying, like...
He's because, a human, bro.
Okay, so let me ask you this. So if I see a female who is just easy, in my mind, I shouldn't call her a hoe.
How do you know she's easy? This is a genuine question.
If I can talk to you and get you to fuck me within one day, what is that?
Shit, 4 hours.
Easy. So take hoe out. So I should just automatically see that...
What did Drake say? First night she gonna let me fuck because we grown. If I meet you, like, let's say we're out and I meet you and I like who you are and I want to fuck, I want to fuck. Yeah, that's my right. But that's my right. You may feel the need, but like, but you feel the need. You as Kyle, not Alex, you feel the need to label me easy as a hoe, but you fuck too. Like niggas on Twitter say, I still hit though. So what does that make you?
Shit, I'm a nigga.
Oh my God. I have won the debate. Thank you. Thank you.
The name of this episode should be "Shit, I'm a nigga." I like that.
Honestly, it's really just a perception.
But I think it's just double standards with some people.
I don't care. And I've learned from him that, from Alex, I've learned you cannot be mad at somebody for not having the same opinion as you. And I'm not mad at you. I'm literally trying to educate you to break these stereotypes. That is what hoology is all about. No, but
I don't
like
want to use the word.
But that's what hoology is. It's breaking these barriers and stereotypes that we've been instilled. But you want a freaky girl, but you don't want her if she comes with a pass full of niggas. And it's like, how do you expect her to become a freak?
Okay, but I understand where you're coming from, but
I don't think you do. If you did, there wouldn't be a
but.
Like,
but I feel like the.
I think it's just two different things.
No, I feel like the word you're trying to. I feel basically, like the word is just trying to turn it to something that is not.
But it is if you're using it in the most.
I mean, if you're
sense,
easy, you're
like,
easy.
But then that makes you easy too, because we fuck each other.
Okay, well now I'm a hoe too.
Okay, so
I was a hoe back in the day. I was a hoe back in the day, but I wouldn't consider. myself. Oh, I wouldn't say. Oh, nah. You know, if somebody said, oh, Kyle was a hoe back in high school, hell yeah, I was out here fucking hoes. So, I mean, if you're doing the same shit with a dude, you a hoe too. You easy.
But why do you have to, like...
Okay, but just easy. You're easy to get. You're easy to fuck. You're easy for anybody. You just a hoe.
Wow! Just don't put the word hoe at the end of it.
Well, what's the point? That's it's Negro. It. You're my bro.
Exactly, we cool. But no.
It's nickname. It's just a name.
But I don't get why you have to like go extra and label it. Like, what is the need?
It's just the name that society has instilled. Just like how society
break that
okay,
name.
But what I'm saying is, it's hard for you to break the understanding down because that perception is still there. It's labeled there. It's hard to take that away. Just but like the word Negro and nigga, you can't take that shit away because that's the perception from other people that have instilled that as a conversation thing. Like it's different. I totally understand where you're coming from, but it's a perception thing. Just like with us being black, it's hard for you. It's really hard.
But one you can change, the other you can't. I can't take off my skin color.
You can bleach. You can. What? You can.
I love my melanin. I love my melanin.
But see, that's the thing. Now, if you want to bring race into it, it's hard for us because we have to go out the extra way to prove to people that we are not like the stereotypical black man, black woman.
Which is why I said this has never been a race issue because y'all call white girls hoes too.
So we can't compare race to being a hoe because when somebody sees somebody doing
it, they bring it into race. You said that.
Hold on, you fucked my head up just now, bro. You lost me there.
Hoe, okay, just like race.
It's two totally different things.
Whole is a perception too. Somebody can see somebody doing one thing, or they're whole.
All right, so let me break this down. So, what is do you have like an ideal like
my perception? My perception.
What is
of
your
perception?
Okay, is
my perception of a whole. If I can talk,
what does a whole look like to you?
You don't have to look like
okay.
A whole doesn't have a dress. It doesn't have a. You don't have to look like a whole. You know what I'm saying? I've seen good girls wear tight ass dresses, and they're the best girls you can meet. You know what I'm saying?
And we're not going there because we could go all night.
No. I mean, it's not an image. Like I could, you know, just it's not an image. My perception of a hoe, Kyle's perception of a hoe, is if I can talk to you and get you to fuck me, you as a hoe, you as easy.
Damn, yeah. I'm not saying that now. I'm gonna say if we could fuck
because I'm
like
not
that,
basing my
because cool
I'm not basing my relationship off of you. Because if you can do that shit to me, who else you gonna do that shit to?
But she's just doing it with you right now. Enjoy the shit.
Nah, see, but see, my mindset. I'm not wired to play games. But see, that's just that. But see, Kyle,
that's you,
I'm not like that. I had my whole phase in high school.
But
now, see, when I grew up, I'm grown. I want something else. So that's my perception.
So you want like a real relationship.
Yeah, that's me. So I mean,
well, yeah, yeah.
And
I'm
that's
not
me.
That
and
right
that's
now.
Me.
Yeah.
If I talk to you and we're talking and I get you to fuck me soon, and then I'm like, all right, you know what? She's not for me because she's easy, and that means she can do this shit with anybody else. You feel
so
me?
How do you know that she's like the right one then?
Get to know me.
So just what is she? Wait, wants to fuck you though? What if she wants to fuck you?
No, great question. There were some times I've been in some situations I didn't fuck the girl.
So
I waited because I wanted to go.
Hey, you're a good guy, man.
No. It's some. You're I mean, I haven't guy. Done it, but it's just like how girls have tests, dudes have tests too. Mm. But see, you know, some you know dudes don't like to you know talk about that. You know, they test and whatnot because some dudes are you know you have hoes, you have niggas that are hoes, you got niggas that you know are real deal faithful, right? So niggas got dudes got tests just like girls got tests. You feel me? So. That's just my perception. If I can get you to fuck me, but
if you can fuck me on first date, great. We
okay, but see, that's the thing. If
that's me.
If she fucks you on the first date, would you consider her
a girlfriend?
A girlfriend.
Yeah, it's the first date.
I don't see why not. But I mean, I'm a first date though. But no, but I mean,
but it's okay. That's your perception.
But we keep chilling after that, and I'm like, she's really cool.
But see, but that's your perception. But see, me, I can't do that.
I don't
because
know.
If you can do that with me, you can do that with anybody else. So a nigga can take you out to eat some ice cream. And he and you can go fuck him. Y'all can go to the library together. You can fuck him.
That's amazing.
You just
that's
easy. You feel me? That's my perception.
That's
my
cheap
perception.
Date. I like that.
That's
I like just chilling. I like reading books.
I want a good.
I
you know, I just want
literally can't.
But yeah, me and Kyle, we're two good, different types of people right now because we're in two different phases of life. But because I'm just on the having fun tip right now, I just got our relationship, so I'm just not really even thinking about it. Like I just want to just chill, meet somebody that's calm. That's it, and we can fuck and we can chill. I like that. And then
yeah,
maybe
I mean,
be something
if you
more.
Wanna, I mean, if you want to fuck people, I mean, that's cool. I'm not saying I'm looking at you a different way.
Yeah.
Because, I mean, me and you are not even on a sexual... I shouldn't be looking at
We're not even... Kyle looked Alex deep in his eyes.
We're not even on a sexual level. So, I mean, what you do behind closed doors doesn't affect me because, you know, we're not even... on that level. So
but it does, because literally, if me and you met and you're like, hey, I want to take you on a date, right? And I'm like, okay, cool. We, let's say we go, let's go get ice cream. Right. I'm lactose intolerant as fuck, but let's go get ice cream, right? I'm lactose and I'm really comfortable with you. And I'm like, I really like this guy. And, you know, we're laughing, giggling, like, hey, let's go back hang out in my place. Right. Okay, cool. Then I get really comfortable with you and I'm like, I want to have sex with you. But I don't. I wait, right?
Right.
I've already had first date sex with six other niggas, but you're going to think, damn, she's a good girl. She didn't fuck me tonight. But you would never know. You would swear you know.
But that's okay. So I don't care, I don't care if you did that shit in the past.
So if you don't
know, I don't care if you do that shit in
so,
the past.
Okay, so...
If you change, but so the mindset...
So if you don't know?
Maybe I was on my period. Maybe I was on my period and I didn't want to fuck you. Then, but then we have a second date and I fuck. Is that okay? How many dates in...
It's time.
It's my God. Okay, so Kyle has his own. Kyle has his own group of women.
I will see you as like, okay, this girl is really cool. I'm not gonna lie, because 3 days, that's a lot of spending.
No, but I'm not saying
I will keep rocking with you. Let me just cook for you.
Not saying that I'm finna take you out on 4 or 5 dates. I'm just saying I don't want an easy girl, but like I said, this is just my.
Okay, that's fair. We will leave it at that. That it's his requirements that you are a virgin or a Mormon or some holier than thou Christian, and you don't express your sexuality in any way. You're a great little housewife, and you will serve him as your master.
Hey, hop in the tripodcast DMs because he runs the page.
Every
Everybody person is own, they do.
Everybody has their own preferences. Has
their own preferences.
They do.
That's all I say. Like preference. When we talked about preference last time.
It's just highly misogynistic. Misogynistic. Misogynistic.
But oh my! Wow! You talking to him or me?
Obviously not you.
Oh, not me. Okay, that's
him
fine.
A little bit.
But I mean, what me? No.
Anyway, let's get back to your virginity story of this hoe that he still put his dick in. Let's talk about it.
Yeah, she...
raw.
Yeah, it was raw, too.
We out here fucking girls raw.
It was
just... You two niggas.
It was the first time.
You two niggas.
First time. I mean, the shit was lit. I mean, it was everything people described it as.
This shit felt like amazing.
Where was it?
It was in the storage closet. Third floor at Mosey. I put the bubble wrap down, you know, for like...
You laid her down?
Yeah, I laid her down on the bubble wrap. And, yeah, she was really scared, too. I don't know why.
But, she already did this.
Yeah, she already did it. Like, she had her pussy ate out, like, 2 hours before. But,
And he still hit it, bro.
Hey, young.
What if he would have had, like, gingivitis?
You're young and dumb.
You're young and dumb.
And she said she had 8 dudes before me, which didn't bother me. So, I still hit it a couple more times.
Yeah, but,
I mean, it's probably, like...
But, nah, it felt like,
I mean, she was 19, like... Maybe she lost her virginity at 17. You can space out 8 over 3 years, and that's not that bad, right? See, when you put it like that. But I'm like, damn, I fuck 8
saying now, because I mean, I'm not going to say I'm out here, but I'm chill. I'm doing my thing.
You grown.
I'm grown. Yeah, I'm grown. So I do my thing. But it's not that bad.
Go on.
Shit, it was like a warm apple pie.
Yeah.
Hot pocket like and apple pie.
I don't know about a hot pocket, because hot pockets have like... Steam. Vegetable, yeah. But nah, it was like apple pie.
Wow, my God.
Did you say vegetables?
Yeah, Hot Pockets have like broccoli and pea. Yeah, I don't know. I don't want no broccolis and peas in my pussy, but you know. But, nah, it was really warm. It was a huge sensation. I have to say the first time, for me, like, I never got that sensation back. Because, you know, it was the first time. You know,
Do you think you experienced like an orgasm?
The couple times
I
do go raw,
did you experience an orgasm?
I nutted in the bitch, so yeah.
You nutted in her?
Nah, definitely not.
I didn't. And I don't know how that shit go.
Oh, you nutted in her?
I nutted in her. She said she took a plan B though. I know. Shit. I didn't tell you.
Wow, reckless.
I pulled 18. Out. Ace out.
That was your first pull out.
Huh?
It was your first pull out.
That was my first pull out. Yeah.
Success.
I actually did better than I thought I would do.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I was hitting it from the back too.
Dang.
Yeah, man.
Shit, I can only do one position when he was in the car. Yeah. So I was just beating that shit down until I thought I was about to come. I say,
yeah, we don't missionary these
things. Let go. But now we got cribs, so yeah, man. I'm trying to learn some acrobatics. Let me stop.
Okay.
Yeah. Some suspension. I mean, like, you have been open to doing more things.
As open. You should. Open your mind.
Yeah. So Destiny's followers hit me
impress
up.
These girls out here. Like, oh, where you learn that? Pornhub.
Nah. I read it in Men's Health.
Oh, yeah. Oh, okay. So do you read erotic mag? I mean, not erotic, but like things that can help you sexually? Or I mean, you just think that you're the shit?
You can't think that. You can't think you're the shit. I mean, I've asked mentors in my life,
yeah,
you know, about what they've done to keep a woman. Because you know, growing up, well, not what is this, growing up, everybody I've talked to that are older than me, they always say that, you know, the longer you've been with somebody, the more shit gets boring, and you want to keep spicing it up and whatnot. And everybody needs a little spice, but I've read things, and you know, I've had conversations with people where they do some wild stuff, you know, some crazy stuff. But
name something that's wild to you.
Oh man, wild. But see, what's wild to me could be.
That's totally okay. We've already had that. We've had this conversation right, with Alex on the podcast. So
yeah,
she's
gonna.
Well, one of my mentors told me he really loves bondage.
Okay.
So he loves tying bitches up on the wall.
That's not bad. And, I like to be tied up.
And and he said,
"Oh yeah, that's just lit.
It is. It's fun." Okay. It's like a sense of it's like he really is vanilla here.
He said he'll tie them up on a wall, you know, he'll like blindfold them, and then he said like he'll like
spank not, them.
He'll like beat them.
Yeah,
like you know, like
bro, Johnny's the one that told me about that type of shit, bro.
Like bruises.
Yeah,
not like you know. Oh. You know what I mean? You know, like, I'm talking about bruises. And,
some girls like that shit.
And some girls like that shit, you know? And,
ooh, India love. Good lord.
Yeah. Some finger in the booties and stuff.
Yeah, and, bro. What you mean? What y'all? My bad, dog. Yeah, that shit's lit, bro. It gets them wet.
I'm getting the sense that Kyle is vanilla.
What does that mean?
She got you inexperienced.
I'm not. That's not an experience.
Nah.
Vanilla is like. Very basic, like you don't.
I've done things, but I'll say this much: if it makes you happy, I'll do it.
No,
I won't do it for me because it doesn't make me happy.
No, sex is always for both people. You shouldn't be like uncomfortable.
Ass? Huh?
Would you ever eat ass?
It's happened.
Bet
you did it for her.
No, it just happened.
Oh, you were down there already.
Yeah, just got too low.
Yeah, it just happened.
Did you get lost?
No, I didn't get lost. It just happened.
Oh. Okay.
I mean, if you get out the shower and you know, shit. I mean, all bets are off. But
okay. All right. So that's a start.
But I've done things, but
I want to try it.
I just
eating ass.
Eating ass. Yeah, I want to try it with somebody that I gotta like fuck with them though.
Yeah.
Yeah. You just can't be like eat
your
ass.
Yeah.
Nah, yeah. I gotta like fuck with them. Yeah.
I don't even let niggas eat me out unless I really, 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 really like you.
Nah. I've done things. It's just I just don't. Feel the pleasure in doing it, you know, just like.
See, you have to when you find your white Christian woman. No, I'm just kidding. When you find somebody that you can be comfortable with, I think you should explore more.
But
okay. You should never. Neither party should be uncomfortable. Yeah, but you should definitely. Maybe she doesn't like that.
Well, we talked about
if she did.
But see,
that's
the thing. Like I'm comfortable. Me and her are comfortable, and we have conversations like that.
Are you in a relationship?
I am.
I'm not saying this to be funny. I'm saying like, well, okay, cool. Now I know, but
no, but I mean, we have conversations like that.
Has she ever like said like, hey, maybe we should try this or like,
yeah,
give me an example.
Yeah, I mean, we let's say one thing. We did what the fuck we did. what do you call that? The
BDSM.
Who?
No. BDSM? He just described that he didn't like that. What the fuck? Hey, what BDSM you mean? Is what you just described that you're into.
No, it's like you wild shit, bro.
What do you mean?
Alex is a wild
you just
shit,
talked about it.
Bro, you doing that shit, dog?
Yes!
You got some shit to tell me? I'm just kidding.
Okay, what did you guys do?
Nah, I'm trying to... 6ix9ine, there you go.
That's
6ix9ine.
What's up? Okay.
But see, here's the thing, but I don't...
How long have you guys been together?
It will be what, 2 years?
Oh, okay.
But see, we both done, but we spice it up. But I can say this, not to just, you know, put all our business out there, but she's not really too crazy by nature, and not myself. I'm not.
See, and that works, right? Exactly. That works. So exactly. you shouldn't, I don't think, I'm not saying, like, get with a girl that's like, right. I want you to, like, shove your dick down my throat, but you, right. also, I mean, like,
I should. Yeah, I can do that. Yeah.
But, like, I'm also saying you should both enjoy whatever it is you're trying.
Right.
Like, if you're not, for example, Alex is like, never in my life would I ever let anything near my butthole, like, that isn't toilet paper.
Oh, what the fuck? Why would you put something on my ass?
Exactly, right? So, yeah. I would never, like, he should never be with a girl that's, like, into things like that.
Right, exactly. It's because I'm not the fit for
it. But you should both be comfortable, like, exactly. You know?
Exactly.
But I do need, yeah, you're right, I need somebody that matches that energy. Or is willing to put me on a new stuff, too. I have no
but,
idea.
But, yeah.
Or explore things together, like, learn about things together. Like, exactly. You know, maybe you see something. I mean, you guys don't watch porn, but maybe you see something. Maybe I've seen something in porn, which I have recently.
You can show it to me. I don't care. And then you'd be like, oh, you want me to do this? I'm like, bet, we could try it.
Yeah.
Yeah, see, it's stuff like that, but I just don't feel pleasure for my finger up your butt.
I don't mind it.
You have to do it at the right moment. I'm not saying you will enjoy it. I'm just saying if you're fucking her from the back and you just...
slide that door right up in there, man.
It's like heavenly.
What?
It's just heavenly. It is like...
God, my brother was going to be like, damn, you
won't. I will, like... I will orgasm in the first 3 seconds. Bro. Like, it's...
I've done anal. I just...
No, we're saying
no,
here
just
the back.
Finger.
Just a finger. Just a
like,
finger.
While you're here for the back, your thumb, you're supposed to put your thumb on her thumb butt right like this. There. It's like the claw. Like,
yeah.
Do that. Do it with your hands. Like this.
You ain't gotta do all
do
that. But yeah, just but see, slide thumb right over there. Yeah. You got the other four right on there. See? You're gripping that shit. It's just lit, bro.
I used to be crazy back.
And then you use your left hand to, like, pull her hair. It's
yeah.
It's a vibe.
I used to be.
That's because you got long arms.
I have long fingers, too.
Yes. Hey, no. But
yeah.
All right. So, well, what an interesting virginity story. All right. I guess my turn.
Oh, yeah.
So, my virginity, it was my friend's parents used to, like, work overnight. So, we would have her house to ourselves, like, to just be reckless as fuck. Like, do whatever. Have parties, have boys over, smoke weed. Like, and she had a pool.
She's white?
No. I've never really had white friends.
Oh.
And yeah, so it was us three, me, Dina, and Courtney. Dina.
Not that annoying chick, Sarah, right?
No, I didn't mean Sarah before. Stop.
Oh, my bad.
So we were all at Dina's house, and we invited, like, the normal boys over that lived in the neighborhood. Obviously, they were older than us, and they were so cool because they bought us liquor whenever we wanted. They bought us weed.
Them niggas is creeps. What the fuck? They're creeps.
I don't care anymore. So, ironically, Dina, there was Matt. Who else was there? Somebody else and Taylor. Taylor is who I lost my virginity to. They were all downstairs, and I knew that this was the night. It was November 29th, and I knew the day. I remember the day. 2009.
Oh,
jeez. So, I remember it. Like,
middle school.
What I was doing.
You were a smear child. I was in high school. But so then me and Taylor went upstairs to Dina's room. We called it the booming room because we all, like, just
fucking in there.
Yeah, we all used to do stuff in there. Like, even before I was the last of my friends to lose my virginity. Everybody had, like, lost theirs, like, a couple months before or whatever. But, like, everybody would always be talking about sex at school, like, oh, yeah. Like, all the boys, especially, like, all of our guy friends that were, like, our age, always fucking talking about sex and fucking girls. And I'm just like, I want to know, like, peer pressure. So, yeah, we had sex. And then, like, right after, I was all dramatic and shit. I thought I was pregnant. I was, like, laying on the couch. Like, everybody's outside listening to music, swimming in the pool. I'm just like, oh, my God. Like, wallowing on the couch. Like, yeah, it was bad. I didn't bleed my first time either.
You didn't bleed?
Mm-mm. Because he went really slow. He was very gentle. Like,
oh, wow.
We did have sex, like, three more times after I was done being dramatic, though. And then, yeah. Like, 2 years later, I took his brother's virginity, so.
All right. And that's that.
Yeah. His brother, too. Like, it was his younger brother. He was of age. I was not a predator like him. But his brother used to watch a lot of porn, so he was really good at sex.
Like, yeah, I bet.
Really good.
No, that's different. Yeah, when I was younger, I used to, but no.
Dingo.
Did. But yeah, so that was my virginity story. I didn't.
That sounds
It was dramatic.
You guys ever regret
who I fucked? Oh yeah, I would switch it to somebody else.
You could regret.
Yeah, I wish I would have waited like one more year and lost it to my boyfriend at the time.
I wish I would have.
To Matt, I love you, Matt.
I wish I would have. You have a boyfriend?
No. Nope. I just got a relationship. Okay,
yeah, I wish I would have did it too.
Would have waited.
I would have waited. Yeah.
It would have.
Do you have a person in mind that you would have lost it to?
No, I just feel like I just did it to do it. Like I just.
Yeah,
to
me
it.
Too.
Same.
Like I just wanted to like. Yeah, it's kind of like an achievement. It is. You know, just like PlayStation trophy, like I got it. You know, because I'm not gonna lie, growing up, you know, it's like, you know, all your friends do it, and I'm not saying you peer pressured me at all, dog. Like it was a personal.
I don't think I did.
No. I just don't want you because I had said I joked around. I just didn't want you to, you know, feel. But nah, I mean, you know, I was like, damn, man, you know, shit, I ain't do it yet. Like, what the fuck is up? You know, so, I mean, I just did it, but. But yeah, I really learned, you know, there's two minds, you know, your balls and your mind. So your nuts say one thing, but your mind says another. Don't listen to your nuts, man.
That's wild. There is definitely a sense of like peer pressure when losing your virginity. That's why I tell like even like my cousins, like my younger sisters, I'm like, you guys need to wait. Like, don't be out here having sex. Like, it's nothing. Like, it is what they tell you, but it's like not worth it to go lose it and then be focused on the wrong shit when you could be achieving something else, like focus on something else. So even though I'm open about sex and I'm very like sex positive, I still want people to make the right decisions when it comes to sex.
Especially when it's your first time.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, you don't want that shit to be like in the backseat of your dad's whip.
I mean, I think like people have this like idea of like, oh, you know, my first candle time.
Candle it? No, yeah, nah, like, bump all that. I don't even want to do that.
No, oh, yeah. And, like, my friends put on, literally because they knew that I was losing my virginity, they put on Take You Down. That was a big song at the time by Chris Brown. And they put it on. She had these big speakers in her house. And she played on the.
Wow.
So I lost my virginity to Take You Down.
And everybody knows you're getting fucked.
Wow, yeah. They all knew. Then they went outside in the pool.
What was it? Marcia Ambrosius. I remember that. That's wild.
There was something playing on the radio?
No, that's the name of the artist, Marcia Ambrosius. Oh.
Who?
Marcia Ambrosius.
Who is that?
She's a singer. She's not like relevant at all anymore.
Oh.
Yeah, she's like on this thing called Flowetry.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
So you said this is a sex positive podcast?
Sex positive.
So
we don't shame, we don't judge.
Oh yeah, bro. She made me like realize that strippers are really, really, really like
smart, real people.
Yeah, like, super dope.
With morals.
We know that.
I know we do know that, but I was like, you forget after a while because I don't like going to strip clubs. I don't even like going to clubs. So.
Yeah.
What else do you talk about?
You should listen sometime.
She talking about a lot of shit, bro. I'm like, oh, cap. Like,
the first day, but I mean, sex positive. So, I mean, what are you trying to
break the stereotypes? We just had a 30-minute argument. Oh, my God. The stereotypes that girls that are sex.
Come on, bro. We literally went on this for 20 minutes between you and her.
But that's whole, but there are other.
It's literally the whole discussion that we
My podcast is called Hoology. So it's all about breaking the stereotypes that girls who like sex are.
Yeah,
the fact is, we're all having sex. You're having sex in a relationship. I'm having sex outside of a relationship. That doesn't mean you can't learn something from me and I can't learn something from you. I'm not saying you have to go tell everybody you know, I'm fucking. Like, I'm just also saying, like,
oh, yeah.
Hey, did you know that, like, women are the most aggressive people in strip clubs? Because I interviewed a stripper and you would have never thought that. Yeah. I didn't know that. And I love strippers.
That's the
interview
I like the most, probably, that she did.
Right? I also, interviewed a girl who was promiscuous. Or whatever you want to use. She was a hoe. Then she decided to be celibate because she felt like she lost herself. And now she's celibate and she's found herself and she's ready to go out and have sex again.
Oh, great. That's amazing.
Yes, it is.
That is amazing. That's good for her. So I couldn't do celibacy.
But I couldn't either. But anyway, that's hoology. It's breaking the barriers, breaking the stereotypes that are forced on us, but yet
I might have to
for no reason.
To select people.
Yeah, for like, it's for like, for what reason? Because the same politicians that are banning abortions are getting called out for their mistresses getting pregnant right now.
Oh, really?
Yes. Two politicians have come out because the mistresses and escorts that they were paying to fuck have gotten pregnant and can no longer get an abortion.
That's why I never trust politicians ever. I don't trust.
Exactly. But you know, everybody's a hoe that has only fucked one nigga. Honestly,
just live your life. That's really at the end of it. Just live your life. You want to have sex? Go have sex. Just don't lie to the person that you're talking with or doing it with. Just tell them straight
People
up.
Lie. Niggas lie, but just
I know, but lies. I'm just saying. We could all do better than just not lie to each other. Just let
That's the truth. Which is why I have Hoology to stop lying, to stop trash sex culture. Like,
exactly.
At least I still hit. Yeah, but your dick was whack. Like, why are we doing that? Why are you laying on your back with a man who can't even make you come? Like, why?
Jesus Christ. That's true.
And it's like, why are you fucking a girl and you know her vagina smells bad for sex? Why are you still putting your dick in?
Yeah. We don't do that.
Yeah. That's a
But there
that's
are men that are like yeah, there are men that do and it should stop. Like, let's stop trash sex culture.
Pussy smell like fish. I said no.
Exactly.
I did it politely though.
Two finger test.
A swipe test. I'm doing that forever, but I'm going to make sure like next couple girls or next girl I should say. I'm just trying to fuck with one person.
First thing you do,
let me say, yeah, next girl, because I'm just trying to be consistent with one person. That's it. And we just fuck and chill. That's it. If something comes more out of it, cool. Not, that's fine. That's how I am. That's the way of my mom right now.
I support.
Appreciate that.
I support you getting in a relationship as well.
I appreciate it. I support your show.
You don't, but that's okay.
I love opinions because everybody sees the world
differently
in a different way, and I want to help change the world. So in order for me to help change the world, I have to talk to people and listen to other people's opinions because they can help me change the world. No, real shit, bro. Yeah. I can't change the world just based on my own opinion aspects. Mm. So I appreciate you having me on the show. Okay. And all your opinions. No, learned a lot. And like I said, it's just, you know, yeah. I said what I said.
I don't know if that's a very world changely attitude. Like,
no, because I mean, at the end of the day, I know how I am. I like one thing. Like, it's just working to be a better man. Like, I know using the word nigga is bad, but I still use.
Oh, yeah.
Because it's my perception. And yeah, because I... Okay, it's weird. Because I'm... It's weird. But anyway, I know why it's bad. I know where it comes from. I know why. Mm. But then again, I know why I use it. Because it's a different...
Yeah, it's like a homie thing.
But see, like, that's where I think there's, like, a difference is, like... For example, like, we know niggas started off as, like, a derogatory thing white people would use to, like, bring us down or make us feel like shit. But like,
sold ourselves into slavery.
Yeah, I did. I'm reading a really good book about that, about how black people started slavery in Africa.
Yeah, I've been to that. That's why I'm like...
Because literally the kings of, like, the most, like, the biggest tribes would start wars with other tribes so that they could steal their people and then sell them to white Europeans who were coming to America. And then... some of them were under the impression that the slaves would be coming back, so that's why they didn't think of two shits about it. But the slave that's telling this story, and it's a real story, Zora Neale Hurston wrote it in 1927, and she interviewed one of the last slaves that was alive. And he said his king was killed off. All of their people were then sold to people from that already came from America and then brought to the United States. But that's a whole other word. This is what I'm saying is, like, the word hoe, for example, is, like...
Just don't call a girl a hoe.
It's, like, no. It's, like, I'm doing the same thing with that word. Like, right? Like, now we say nigga as, like, an endearing term or, like, whatever. It still has that history behind it, but now we've taken it back and we're, like, you can't say nigga. I'm gonna use it, and it's my word now. And it's, like, you can't take that back away from me. Like, you can't use it against me anymore. Exactly. Right? So, like, same thing goes with hoe. Like, for example, and this is going to be a bad example, you're probably going to be like, roll your eyes, but, like, Amber Rose, she started the slut walk.
That's what
I'm thinking of. Women are now taking the word slut and hoe and bitch and whatever, and we're taking it, we're like, you can't use it against me anymore because I'm doing the same shit that you're doing. Like, maybe not you specifically, but your best friend, your father, your uncle, your cousin, whatever, you can't take it against me and use it because I'm not accepting the double standard anymore. Mm-hmm. And that's what Hoology is about, is breaking the double standard to say, like, y'all doing the same shit and nobody's calling you out, so y'all are done calling us out and we're gonna live however we decide to live. And maybe you're too fragile to handle that, but there's a man that's fragile, that's not fragile, he's strong enough to handle it. You know? That's the whole goal of Hoology.
Yeah, man. I support this shit because we all fuck it. That's what.
Every time someone's like, what are you doing?
We're all fucking.
We're all fucking.
I don't care. As long as you're just safe with it, just don't get STDs. Don't have no unwanted kids.
Yes, everybody. I hope you got tested. We're halfway through the year.
Yeah, get tested, yo, because I came out.
I'm getting back.
Feeling great. Feeling amazing.
Alex got his negative results. What? Just be safe
out here. No aborting kids, man.
Shit, just be responsible.
Yeah.
Be responsible.
Be responsible, man.
Just use condoms and birth control. If you don't want to use condoms, use birth control, I guess.
Yeah.
Assuming that works.
Some of them work. Some of them.
I mean, I have.
I feel like.
Sure. If you're going to have a child, it's going to happen. So.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just put it back.
Yeah. Kids, we leave that for tomorrow. We'll have handle that on our episode.
Kids?
Maybe. I literally just told my mom today. I'm like, I saw the littlest kid today.
I want a kid. I want kids. Down the line.
I want two.
I want just one.
Yeah, I do one.
I would have like, cause I don't know. I just feel like I had siblings. I could do okay without them. Like I would have.
Oh yeah,
okay.
I was happy without my brother. Oh my goodness.
Yeah, I remember getting mad because I told my middle sister. I was like, my mom never even asked. Could she have another kid? My baby sister. Lord damn well, she didn't need our permission. Like I don't know. I love kids though. I'm not ready right now, like today. But
no, I know a couple girls. That's probably my biggest thing.
Who you would have a kid with?
Oh, for sure. Most definitely. They'd be like the mother of my kids. They wouldn't be baby mamas.
Yeah. That's like, respect, though. Yeah. My best guy
or
friend.
Or I'll turn him into my wifey. If we end up having a jit.
It's like my best friend, Brandon. Like, I've had him on here. And he's very open-minded like me. Like, we probably have, like, identical brains. But in, like, a better sense than, like, you and me. Because, like... he already has a kid and I like just love how he's raised his son. So I'm like, if I was ever in need like a baby daddy or whatever, it would be him. Like we've had that talk, so we're on the same page. I'll pull a Kaylani on you hoes, like have a baby with my best friend and not have to worry about.
Oh, that's what she did?
Yeah, she had a baby with her best friend and he's bisexual.
Yeah, people.
Which, like, people, like, freaked out about, and it's like,
it's not your kid, so what does it matter?
Exactly. Exactly. Oh my god. So Yeah. I like
both
that.
Bisexual, so.
Yeah, exactly. So, it's okay for her, not okay for him, apparently.
He's getting it up the ass. That's what he want to do.
Maybe he's not. Maybe he's giving it.
I don't care. I really don't. Do you, bro?
Yeah, right.
Because
yeah.
I don't know. Yeah. That's some other shit, but we have fun with this. We did a whole hour. God damn.
Yeah, we did. 20 minutes of us.
Actually, we need to pull. Which tribe member do you favor more? Let me stop.
It's just my perception, man.
We don't judge on Holology.
We educate.
Yeah.
We never judge.
Now you judge me about my preference in women, but
I never judge you. I joke with you.
I love the whole goddamn rainbow of women.
And I don't love the whole rainbow of dudes.
What's the whole rainbow of women?
Like from different light colors? From white.
Yeah, he don't care. Yeah,
I'm literally like actively having sex with two different nationalities.
Okay,
right now.
Great.
Like, I'm not judging
a whole
you.
Big ass deal about it before.
I'm not judging you. I just can't get with it.
Like, what? You're right.
Okay, but I thought that I gave it up, but this guy's been really nice to me at work, so I'm obviously gonna go out with him. Like he's a nice guy. Yeah, but
I don't know. I mean, white girl, she's cool. She's chill.
Yeah, but you don't even...
Do what? I don't what?
You don't like her vagina, so like...
She can get replaced soon. I'm kidding.
The roster is open. Submit applications.
Honestly, the roster is open right now for a single slot. I just want one person. That's it.
Yeah, I'm trying to narrow my list down. This one guy, though, his dick is addicting. It's bad. I have to separate myself from him. That's why I was talking about indigmatized.
I didn't listen to that episode.
It's okay. You shouldn't. But
yeah, I was like,
it's a ladies episode.
Like, nah, because we use that word too. Whenever we like bust down a chick and she like keeps
crazy,
like, blowing up her phone.
Yeah, she be
digmatized.
That means we digmatized her. Me and my cousin said that too.
It's real.
It is real.
She got digmatized over the flop.
Yeah, over the flop, bro. She don't even know it.
She don't even know.
Yeah.
That's terrible. You had a soft dick.
Oh, you know what the flop is?
You know what a flop?
Soft dick.
Yeah, but see,
well, you
yeah,
shove
but
you it in there
see,
and
no,
you like.
No, but here's the thing, we done, but that shit still don't rock hard.
Yeah.
To her.
Yeah.
So
you be beating that shit down.
So she think, oh my god, you left it so long. Oh my god.
You sit out 30 minutes.
Whole time, long is 3 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah, man.
Call it.
Hey, that ass though, bro.
Huh?
Mila put me on to this new thing. One of my other homies. that we went out to sushi with. She was like, yo, if the shit sucks, I'm like, yo, bro, before I go in, I'm like, yo, just text me like five minutes. If I pick up, that shit was trash. But if I don't pick up, it's just good. That's what I mean. So that's gonna be my new thing. I'm gonna ask like one of the homies, like, yo, call me like 5 minutes. Mm-hmm. FaceTime me so I can hear it.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, if I don't pick up, I can hear it.
We are all done with this episode. Thank you again to Kyle and Alex, aka the Tribe Podcast. Follow them on Instagram. What's your guys' Instagram handle?
Oh, Tribe_Axel.
She's talking about the
podcast. Oh. Oh. You got my personals? Oh.
She's talking about the podcast.
Oh, the podcast? Oh. Oh, I'm on my phone right now. Shit. Tribe_Podcast.
Yeah.
All right. As always, follow us on Instagram at Hoology Podcast. You guys can also follow me at It's Destiny, DSTANY. And Alex is on my Instagram too if all you guys want to be added to his roster. Good God.
Oh, she's
and if
bad.
You want to give Kyle a piece of your mind, go on the Tribe Podcast Instagram.
Yeah, DM him, please, because I do not handle that at all. It's all Kyle right
there. It's not. We don't judge. So you guys have fun and happy hoeing.